Shalom to all. Today's office Bachem Dav Chav Zayin. We are starting Chav Vav Amud Beis about three lines off at the bottom with the word Meisvei. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Sarbas Riaka Moshe Hernish Shama Shad Avin Aliyah and honor the fifth Yartzar of Sirul Selman Reb Shimon Ben Arvom Leib. His Neshama Shad of tremendous Aliyah and he should be Melech Tzrisha for his family and all of Klal Yisrael. Now the Mishnah taught that if dam was sprinkled in the wrong place, it's pasul banot kares. Now Shmuel and the Gemara had explained this means that the meat is pasul but the zrika was kosher because shaloi bim kaimai kim kaimai. Even though it was done not in its proper place, it's okay, it's like it was done in its proper place. Now we asked for a Mishnah later on that says that a kosher kohen should just take more blood and sprinkle. Seems like a steer tire Mishnah that doesn't say that. I think more answered that over there, a pasul kohen did zrika, so therefore it could be redone if there's more blood, but over here, a kosher did zrika, so it can't be redone. Now we're gonna ask another question on this concept of Shmuel, the shaloi bim kaimai kim kaimai. Meisvei, we have a brass that says as follows. Chishiv litin asanitana lamala lamato, lamata lamala. If the kohen had machshava, let's say during shchita or kabbalah, that when he does zrika adam, and there's a carbon that the blood is supposed to be done above on the upper half of his back, that he's gonna do it below, or it's supposed to be done below, and he had the intention that he's going to do it above. So let alter if he had the thought that he's going to do it right away, meaning today when the sriga is supposed to be done, kosher, the carbon's kosher, and therefore chazar chishev. If now he went back and had another thought, chazayin omer alf on top, chutzam kaimai, that he's going to do one of the avodas, or he's going to eat the meat, chutzam kaimai, out to the proper place where it's allowed to be, pasul, the carbon's pasul, ve'ein by kares. One who eats is not going to be chayv kares. We're going to be learning about this extensively in the next mishnah, and for quite some time afterwards, this psul of chutzam kaimai that it's pasul, but it's not chayv one who eats a kares. However, chutzas manai, if he has a thought that he's going to do this outside the proper time, so pigle, the carbon's now pigle, v'chayon ol kares, and one would be chayv kares for eating it. However, in the first stage of when he thought that he's going to do the zrika above that's below or below that's above, but his intention was that l'machar, he's going to do this tomorrow, so pasul, the carbon's ready pasul right away. And then chazav chishev, he went and had another thought, bein chutzos mani, bein chutzos kaimai, when the thought was chutzos mani l'm kaimai, pasul v'im b'kares, it's pasul and there's no kares. And that's because, as we're going to see later, the psul of pigle, of chutzos mani, is only b'chayv one kares, and that is the only psul, the only problematic machshava that he had. But if there's another psul, like this one over here, the first machshava that he had was that he's going to do the zrika above, below, or below, above tomorrow, so that already passed the carbon, and so he can't be chayv kares. Now here's the main question on Shmuel. If doing it in an improper place is really considered doing it in the proper place, so high pasul, pigle who? Instead of in the second case saying that it's pasul, it should really be full out pigle, because he had a machshava that he's going to do it in the wrong place on the mizbech tomorrow, and therefore the machshava that he had right afterwards of chutz l'zmanoi should be able to make it pigle, not just pasul. It must be that shleibim kaimai is not kim kaimai. So Amar he answers no. Zrika de sharia basar bachila maisle de pigle. If the zrika would allow the meat to be eaten, so then that would be able to bring it to pigle if he had a machshava chutz l'zmanoi. Whereas zrika de loy sharia basar bachila, zrika that wouldn't allow the meat to be eaten anyway, loy maisle de pigle, that can't bring it to pigle. And as we said according to Shmuel, that when he does a zrika shleibim kaimai, even though it's kosher, it still doesn't allow the meat to be eaten. As therefore zrika is something that wouldn't allow the meat to be eaten anyway, and that's why it's not pigle. Normally, Rav Ashlam Arzucha, he asked him, how do you know this? That's because the pasuk says, what do we learn from here? It's only if the pigle causes it not to be allowed to be eaten, because the first part of the pasuk is talking about eating the carbon, and then it says pigle. So we see it's only if the machshava of pigle, chutzos manai, is the machshava that prevents him from eating it. Yatsazet excludes this one, she'en pigule garm loy, it's not the pigle, it's not the machshava of chutzos manai that prevents him from eating it, ella is it's a different isser that prevents him from eating it. That's the first machshava that he had, that he's going to do the zrika above, below, or below, above tomorrow. Ask the Gemara, if that's really so, if sulei namile lifsol, so it shouldn't be possible at all in the first place. If you're telling me the zrika is kosher and it's not pigle, so say that it's not possible at all. So Amar Nachman Yitzchak answers, me to have a machshava is hinuach, it's all different than the thought process of hinuach, that he's going to leave the blood over for tomorrow, or leave it to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that this possibles the carbon, and so therefore it's the same thing over here. Now we go back to our Mishnah, and we have a different way of understanding it, different than Shmuel. Rish Lakish Amar Shlakish says, lo'olam pasul mamish. When Mishnah says that sprinkling the blood in the wrong place is pasul, it means it's 100% pasul. Not that the meat is pasul, but the zrika is kosher. Everything's pasul, even the zrika. However, shleim kaimai kim kaimai dami. Even though it was sprinkled in the wrong place, it's still considered like it was sprinkled in the proper place. And v'loya kasha is no problem. Kanshanasa b'shtika, kanshanasa b'amira. Really, the proper girsa is machshava. One is where he applied it b'shtika, quietly, meaning when he just sprinkled the blood in the wrong place and he didn't think anything, he had no thoughts. It was b'shtika, it was quiet. So then the zrika would be kosher because of the pasuk that we had quoted at the top of a previous amud. Whereas when he has a machshava psula, that's the shenasan b'amira, shenasan machshava. For example, machshava chutzos manoi, so then it passes the carbon. Now, since we just said that Reish Lakish holds the same thing as Shmuel, that shaloi b'mkaim kim kaimai, so we can ask the same questions from the previous amud that we asked on Shmuel to Reish Lakish, and that's what the Gemara does, just in very short. Tanan chishiv litein asani tan almata almal almalmata v'chulu ad midi dehav machshava sinuach v'liv Rabbi Yehuda. Basically, we're going to ask all the questions that we asked on Shmuel, and we give the same answers. So those questions are not a problem. Now we have a third shita, and this is answering the stira Torah in between our Mishnah and that Mishnah over there, which we had said tells us we can take more blood and do the Zrika again. So Rabbi Yochanan says, both are talking about where he applied a Peshtika, and Vishalabim Kaimai, Lav Kim Kaimai Dami, doing it in the wrong place is not like doing it in the right place. And the reason why that Mishnah over there says, no problem, just take more blood and continue sprinkling, and our Mishnah does not say that, that's because of Ha de Ikka Dam Nefesh, Ha de Leka Dam Nefesh. Over there, that Mishnah is referring to where there's still Dam HaNefesh, Dam which is still able to be sprinkled. So even though it was done in the wrong place, and Shalabim Kaimai is Lav Kim Kaimai Dami, it's not a problem, you have more blood, so do Zrika again. Whereas our Mishnah is talking about where there isn't any more Dam HaNefesh, and therefore Zrika can't be done again. That's why it says Pasul. Now we're going to ask a bunch of questions. Tanan Aramish has said Pasul v'ein by kares. Then when he does Zrika in the wrong place, it's Pasul and there's no kares. Now Bishlam or Shlokish, this is all good according to Shlokish, Hanuk Tani Pasul v'ein by kares. That's why it says Pasul and there's no kares, because we just explained according to Shlokish that even though Shlobim Kaimai is Kim Kaimai Dami, we're talking about where he sprinkled it in the wrong place with a machshav that he's going to eat a chutzla zmanoi, and that's why it's important for the Mishnah to say ein by kares. It's Pasul, but there's no kares. Even though he had a machshav of pigle of chutzla zmanoi, the reason why there's no kares is because there was already a different psul that he sprinkled it in the wrong place. So that's why it's important for the Mishnah to point out. El Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, my aim by kares. Why is the Mishnah saying aim by kares? We're not talking about a machshava of chutzlis manei over here, according to Rabbi Yochanan. So Gemara says, you're right, Kash, that's a good question, Rabbi Yochanan. We continue discussing. Ula Shmuel, according to Shmuel, my aim by kares. What does that mean, aim by kares? And the answer is, this is what we're saying. Im nasan machshava, if he also had machshava of chutzlis manei, so then possible aim by kares. So really, the way Shmuel understands our Mishnah is that we're talking about two different situations. One is where he just did the zrika in the wrong place. That's what the word possible means. And one's where he did the zrika with an added thought of chutzlis manoi, and that's what the Mishnah means to say by aim by kares. Now we continue discussing this. Rabbi Yechon, according to Rabbi Yechon, isha lo bimkayim alav kim kayim adami. If sprinkling blood in the wrong place is like sprinkling it not bimkayimai, so then lahavi ki nishvach menakli al ritzba. It should be just like the blood simply spilled on the floor viasvenu, and then he should be able to gather up. If he had the blood in the kli and it spilled on the floor by accident, no problem. Scoop it up and put it back in the kli and use it. So if he sprinkled it on the wrong place on his bayach, why should that be any different? It's considered like it's lav bimkayimai. So anyway, scrape it off the mizbeach or scoop it up and do the zrika again. The Gemara answers, Sarvala Kamanda Amr Layasvenu, he holds like the Manda Amr Layasvenu that it can't be gathered, even though it's considered Shlebim Kaimai. The Amr Vietzel Bar Yosef Amr Vyechen, he tells us, Hakomai de Mitana Lamala Shanasan Lamala, Lamata Shanasan Lamata, Shaloi Kimitzvasan, Layasvenu. Everyone agrees that if the blood's supposed to be applied to the upper half of the mizbeach and it was put there, or it was supposed to be applied to the lower half of the mizbeach and it was put there, but it was done Shaloi Kimitzvasai, for example, it was done with the left hand, that it can't be gathered off of the mizbeach and it can't be reused. Everyone agrees to that. Loi Nechelku, what's the machlokes? That's if he put it in the wrong place. It was supposed to be placed above and he did it below, or supposed to be placed below and he did it above. Rabbi Yosi holds loyasvenu, it's allowed to be gathered off in the mizbeach and reapplied. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says yasvenu, no problem, it's allowed to be regathered. Our Mishnah, according to the way Rabbi Yochanan understands it, is like the Manda Amar, which is Rabbi Yosi, who holds that the blood is not allowed to be gathered. So even though it's shaloi bim kaimai, it's still not allowed to be gathered, because once it's on the mizbeach, it's on the mizbeach, it's too late. Now we just have a different sheet, a different understanding. This machlekes Rav Chisda Amar Avimi, Rav Chisda quotes Avimi saying Hakol Moedim Yitanu Lamata Shnasan Lamala Shloyas Fenu. Everyone agrees that if it's supposed to be applied below on the bottom half of the mizbeach and it was applied above, then it's not allowed to be gathered. V'chol Shekim Yitanu Lamala Shnasan Lamata. And for sure, if it's supposed to be applied above and he applied it below, it's also not allowed to be regathered. Why is that? Hayol V'dam Melyonim Lamata Hin Bayin. That's because blood that's applied to the upper half of the mizbeach anyway, it's going to go down below because it trickles down to the bottom half of the mizbeach. That's what gravity does to it. You apply it on top and it flows down the mizbeach. So therefore, even though it was applied on the bottom half of the mizbeach in the first place, anyway, it would have ended up there. So therefore, no gathering it and no reusing it. That if this is blood that was supposed to be applied inside the heichal and he did it outside, or supposed to be done outside, he did it inside. Rabbi Shimon says over here, yasfenu, it could be gathered. And Rabbi Shimon says it's not allowed to be gathered. And Aronach Yitzchak, he tells us, we also learned this. This sheet of Rabbi Yechanan that it's not allowed to be gathered. Rabbi Huda says the pasuk tells us zois hi oila. Now that's not actually pasuk. The pasuk really says tzavas aron v'zban of lemar zois taras ha'oila. This is the tire of the oila. He ha'oila. It is the oila. Amayta mizbeach v'chulu. And so we're picking out three words over here: zois, he, and ha'oila. Hare ilu miyutin. These are specifications. They're minimization. They minimize the pasuk to be talking about something specific, obviously, because zois means this, only this, and not something else. He means it, and not something else. And ha'oila means the oila, not something else. So probably nishlach b'laila that excludes if it was shechted at night. If the blood was spilled out, or if the blood was taken outside the klaim, outside the curtains, meaning outside the azara, that im also teirid. If it was brought up on the mizbeach, if the meat of the carbon was brought up, it has to be pulled down, it has to be taken off the mizbeach. And Rav Shimon says, oila, when the pasuk says oila, ain't li ela oila kshera. I only know that we're talking about a kusher oila. How do I know to include that if it was shechted at night and if the blood is spilled or if the blood went outside the proper place? And also, v'halon, if it stayed overnight, v'hayotze, or if it was brought out where it shouldn't, v'hatame, or if it became tame, v'shenishchot chutzlas zman v'chutzim kaimai, if it was shechted with the intention of chutzlas zman v'chutzim kaimai, or if it kibul psulun v'zarku as dama, somebody puzzle caught the blood, or did the zrika sadam, v'anitan lamala shenos alamata, v'anitan lamata shenos alamala, or something that's supposed to be applied above, it was applied below, or below, it was applied above, v'anitan b'fnim shenos alamachos, v'anitan b'chutz shenos alamafnim, something was supposed to be done inside the heichal was done outside, or outside the heichal was done inside, or v'pesach achatas shechatan shlei lishman, akarim pesach achatas shechatan shlei lishma. Minayin, how do I know if they were put on the mizbeach? And again, they really shouldn't have been. That loy teiri, we shouldn't take them down. Tamalim, that's what the pasuk says. Teiras ha'ayla riba teira achas lechol ha'aylin. That's including another teira, another law for anything that was put on the mizbeach. Shem all lawyer do that if they were put on, don't take them down. Now Yochim, I think shani marbe that I'm going to include af even the following harivei v'anirba, one that was involved in the act of sodomy, v'amukta, or for his designated for avayzara, v'anevad for his service of avayzara, v'esan for his use to pay a zayin for his services, v'amechir for his exchange for a dog, v'akalayim or for his forbidden mixture of animals, v'atrefa, or if it had a health defect that wouldn't let it live out the year, v'yotzei daifen, or if it was born by way of a C-section. Now, time will saw on that, the pasuk says, zois, this, which is limitation. If these animals are put on the mizbeach, then they're taken down, and we're not going to let them stay and say that they're kosher anyway. And umay rois, l'rabi z'elu haitzis elu, why is it seeming to you to include the first ones and to exclude the second ones? As because marbani is elu, I include the first ones, shahayu psulun b'kaidesh, their psul happened only in the kaidesh. Once they got to the azara, then their psul happened. Umatzein is elu, but I exclude the second group, shahayu psulun b'kaidesh, that their psul wasn't in the Kodesh, their psul existed even before they came to the Beis HaMikdash, and that's why even if they were shechta and they were put on the Mizbeach, we take him down. Now, Ketani Miyah, at any rate, what do we learn in this Braisa? Anitana Lamata Shanasa Lamala Ulamala Shanasa Lamata, that if the blood was applied in the wrong spot in the Mizbeach, that it's not going to be taken down, meaning it's kosher, V'loi Palag Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue. My time, why is that? Lamishum to call the Mizbeach isn't because the Mizbeach was already coiled it already, so to speak, caught it, meaning once it's put on the Mizbeach, it's already considered part of the Mizbeach, even though it was done in an improper way. Ushmaminos, we see from here, Loi Asvenu, that the blood can't be gathered. That once the blood goes on the Mizbeach, even though it's put on the wrong place, it's already considered, so to speak, stuck on the Mizbeach, if you will, or it was coiled by the Mizbeach, it was absorbed by the Mizbeach, and can't be taken down. And again, that's a raya for Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, because he holds Layas Fenu. And we discussed another aspect of this on Reb Lezer or Reb Lazar. Mizbeach HaPnimi, Mekadesh Psulin. The Mizbeach HaPnimi, the inner Mizbeach, the one inside the Heichal, it's also known as Mizbeach Hazar, Mizbeach HaKtaras, that's Mekadesh Psulin. If something puzzle is put on it, it's Mekadesh it, and that's it. Now the question is, Mike Mashmalon, what's the Chiddush? What's it teaching us? Tanina, we already learned that. Hanitana Bifunim Chulu, as we just learned above, that if it's supposed to be put outside and it was done inside, that it's kosher and it's makadesh. The answer is that no, ime hasam, if it's only from there, havamina would think, hani mili dam, is only talking about blood, the chazile, that's fitting for it, because there are certain karbanos that their avodas hadam is done on the inner mizbeach. Therefore, you might think from the previous memra, that if I took blood from a karban that's not supposed to be done inside and I put it inside, it's okay. Aval kaimetz, but let's say the kaimetz of a mincha, deloy chazile, that's not fitting for the inside mizbeach. There isn't a single type of mincha that its kaimetz is brought on the inside mizbeach. Emoloy, I might say it's not so, and that a kaimetz put on the inside of Mizbeach is not kosher b'diavad, kamash malon, that's the chiddush of this member of Rebbe Lazar. How the Gemara has made you have a question, k'tayr zara sha'ol agam Mizbeach, if k'tayr zara, foreign k'tayrus, was put on the Mizbeach, foreign k'tayrus is basically any k'tayrus that's not supposed to be brought. We know that k'tayrus is brought during the morning and the afternoon, so any other k'tayrus is considered foreign k'tayrus. Teirit, it has to be brought down, says the Braisa. She'in l'cham akadish psulin, el Mizbeach chitzun b'royloi, because the only thing you have that's makadish, something that's possible, is the outer Mizbeach, and that's something that's fit for it. And we learn from your chitzun in Pnimi Loi, that's only the outer Mizbeach and not the inner Mizbeach. And where's Ketairah is brought? On the inner Mizbeach. As we see that even something was put on the inner Mizbeach, if it wasn't supposed to be put there, it doesn't have Kedusha to it. That's definitely not like what Reb Elazar just said. So my answer is Taratzachi. We explain the words of Bryce are really saying, Ketairah Zara Sha'asal Mizbeach Achitzain. If foreign Ketairah went on the outer Mizbeach, Terah then it has to be brought down. She'im Mizbeach Achitzain Mekadish Psulim El Roy Loi. Because Mizbeach Achitzain is not Mekadish something that's possible, except for something that's technically fit for it. Whereas Bapnimi, but the inner Mizbeach, Mizbeach Hazav, Mizbeach Ketairah, Bain Roy Loi, Bain She'ain Roy Loi, it's Mekadish something that's fit or even that's not fit for it, and my time away is that. That's because high ritzbah v'high klishares. This is considered the floor, and this is considered klishares. What does that mean? So we know that the outer mizbech, mizbech chitzon, is just simply built on the floor of the azara, and didn't have a special shemina mishcha on it, like most of the klishares did. Therefore, its level of kedusha is perhaps slightly lower than a regular klishares. That's why it's only able to mekadesh something which is fit for it. However, the mizbech ha'pnimi, the mizbech ha'ktores, that's a regular klishares that had the shemina mishcha on it, so it's a much higher level of kedusha, and therefore it's able to elevate even something that's ainay royaloi, and that would be the difference. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with another Mishnah, starting to get into the discussions of Chutz Zman and Chutz Lam Kaimai. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.